Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
KGMZ-FM and HD1 and KGMZ San Francisco, 95.7 The Game. Live from the DGDG.com studios on the corner of Broadway and Battery, this is the Damon Bruce Show on 95.7 The Game. Now, Damon Bruce.
Steph Curry is going to be back in that starting lineup when the Warriors get back on the court tomorrow. We are going to get back in New Orleans with our friend John Dickinson, who's going to join us a little bit later on this hour to get the latest from Shoot Around today at Smoothie King Center, which is among the worst named arenas in the history of naming arenas. Let's be totally honest about it. We've got so much for you in our last hour and 15 minutes today. We're going to invite you to be a part of it at 888-957-9570. It's 6 o'clock. We are going to have our Alaska Airlines final trivia face-off, our flyaway contest. We've already found and identified our two finalists, and they'll be joining me for a little trivia contest in about an hour from now. That is going to be a good time. So, Warriors, they're just getting ready to go back to war. The war of words between Charles Barkley and Draymond Green has come to a little bit of a head thanks to Charles issuing a public apology. Hopefully we can all move on. You know, it's time to increase the peace, even though a little brawl here would be very good for business, and increasing the peace is bad for business on sports talk radio. But look, you know, I don't care about this. Like, we have, if it were February, if it were just after the NBA All-Star break and we have nothing to really talk about, like, yeah, this would be a great little topic. But we got actual playoff games to talk about. We got real playoff basketball to talk about. So we don't need any false rivalry between Draymond Green and Charles Barkley, no matter how real Charles Barkley wants to make it. And as usual, all Draymond needs to do is open his mouth and he pretty much ethers things.
You old and it is what it is.
And so, boom. Thanks so much for coming. It was great talking to you. 888-957-9570. What the Warriors will look like in New Orleans. Are they going to come out in game three full speed ahead? Steve Kerr says Curry will.
Oh, yeah, yeah. He'll start game three. I mean, you know, you don't keep a guy like that on the bench for long. The whole point was, you know, we knew we weren't going to play him huge minutes, and we were in a good groove. We played a great game one. Just wanted to keep things going. But now that, you know, the focus shifts and there's a few days till the next game, he's going to play a few more minutes. So he'll be in the starting lineup.
Steph Curry starting tomorrow. He scored 28 points in 27 minutes. He finished plus 26. A great line from JaVale McGee when we talked to him. Basically, Curry did that as one big NBA humble brag.
Man, you know, Steph, he's the nicest guy in the NBA, personally, to me, I feel like. So he's such a positive person, and he just knows what he has to do and what he can do. So it's just like a humble brag. Like, yeah, I'll come off the bench and score 25 or 27 in 25 minutes.
I love it. It's a humble brag for Steph. You can just come out and do it. Speaking about just coming out and doing it, Donovan Mitchell, I see you. I see you. Jazz had six players in double figures, 27 from Joe Ingles. He had 7 of Utah's 15 threes. Let's face it, it's a make-it-if-you-take-it league. And after not making them in Game 1, Utah did make them in Game 2. The Rockets slowed down in Game 2. Jazz beat the Rockets. That thing goes to Utah tied at 1. It looks like Cleveland is seriously about to take a 2-0 lead on Toronto. They are now in the fourth quarter. Cleveland leading 101-87. A little later tonight, Celtics-Sixers coming up. I love this time of year. I love playoff basketball. I also love playoff hockey. And if you were at SAP Center last night, you love playoff hockey too. Late first period is when the fireworks began.
Marcus Sorensen starts the cycle again. He has room. Here he comes. Right in. He stops.
sound courtesy of NBC Sports, but that is not where the scoring would stop. Very late, first period, 5 seconds to go. Look who decides to strike.
About 10 seconds left in period one. Jonas Donskoy through center with a head of steam. With a shot, he scores!
It happened.
It just makes me happy.
It happened. It's supposed to make you happy. Welcome to the Sharks bandwagon. I'm Damon Donskoy. I will be your driver. It's wonderful to have you aboard. And we are still rolling. As a matter of fact, we're rolling all the way back to Las Vegas. Sharks Golden Knights. The Western Conference semifinals is now a best of three. Game five tomorrow night. Game six in San Jose. By the way, two fun road trips if you're going to go follow a Bay Area team on the playoffs. Here are your choices. New Orleans or Vegas?
Done and done.
Not bad.
Yeah.
Not bad at all.
You have a good time in both of those cities.
You can have a real good time in both of those. In both those towns. By the way, John Dickinson is in one of those towns. He is in New Orleans covering the Warriors, and we're going to talk to him a little bit later on this hour. We want Draymond Green to continue being the best player in this series. I want Jonas Donskoy to continue being the best player in his series, even though really the best player in this series might be Tomas Hertl, who keeps on scoring goals. He had another good game last night. We saw Joe Pavelski with another power play last night. In between the pipes, Martin Jones, 34 saves. He ties Evgeny Nabokov's team record for the most saves in a playoff shutout, 4-0 Sharks, baby. It was really impressive. That was a lot of fun. You don't see the Sharks like, hey, what'd the San Jose Sharks do tonight? Well, they actually lived up to all of their fans' expectations and sent everyone home happy. There's something you don't say enough.
Mm-mm.
Said it last night.
Jonas Donskoy!
So very, very good. Good things happening. By the way, good things happening in Bay Area baseball, at least on one side of the bay last night.
And now the 2-0 offering to Jed is swung on, drilled to right center. Gordon going back right to the track. He will watch it fly. And that quickly, the Athletics have tied it up in the eighth inning on a line shot home run to right center by Jed Lowry. A's 2 and the Mariners 2.
By the way, you know what we need? We got this, like, Captain Caveman, Jonas Donskoy.
Jonas Donskoy!
I need the same thing for Jed Lowry. I need a Jed Lowry! Because Jed Lowry right now is just on fire. Like, somebody throw a blanket around that guy and take him to the ground. Stop, drop, and roll. He is on fire. This guy's burning up right in front of us. He's hitting 341, 8 home runs, 30 RBIs. He's one of the hottest men on planet baseball. Right now, Jed Lowry, his 30 RBIs are tied for the American League lead with Didi Gregorius. He has got the fifth best WAR in the American League. Jed Lowry, if we today decided to vote for American League MVP, Jed Lowry's getting votes. It's fantastic. A's will be back home tomorrow, by the way. They're going to wrap up with the Mariners tonight. Daniel Mengden will start the series with the Orioles tomorrow. By the way, you know what also happened? After Lowry hit his home run, Canna decided to just end Ichiro's dream of baseball.
Canna's 2-for-3. Here's the pitch by Diaz. And a deep drive to left. Ichiro back at the track. He will watch, and the A's have taken the lead. Mark Canna delivers a leadoff home run in the ninth off Edwin Diaz, and the A's lead 3-2. Do you believe that? He had an ERA of 0.59 entering his appearance tonight.
And you can get out of here, you bum. A's win, and what do you know? That was enough. They broke Ichiro's spirit. Ichiro is retiring from Major League Baseball. Even though he's saying he's not retiring, he's retiring from Major League Baseball. He is going to join the Seattle Mariners front office as a mentor to players and staff while providing input on outfield play and base running. Sounds like someone's about to be a coach to me. The move precludes Ichiro from rejoining the active roster in 2018. The only thing in my mind that I think is preventing Ichiro from saying, I'm retiring right now, is maybe, just maybe, as the A's and Mariners have announced that they're going to open up next season in Japan, maybe he wants to play two more games in Japan for the Mariners and then tip his cap and say goodbye. If I were the Mariners, I wouldn't let him do that. I wouldn't give him a roster spot if you're only going to be here for 2 days. And then, I mean, what do you owe Ichiro? You owe him thanks. You'll go into your team's Hall of Fame. He'll go into the Baseball Hall of Fame. The guy's phenomenal, but what is he, 45 now?
44.
Yeah, 44. He's going to be 45 next year. I mean, come on. It's just not going to happen. So a great career with no ballyhoo comes to an end. There will be no goodbye tour, just goodbye, Ichiro. Hello, Matt Ryan. Today you got paid big time. Matt Ryan is now, according to what he makes per year, the highest paid quarterback in football history. He is the first to $30 million per year. Matt Ryan getting money from the Atlanta Falcons. By the way, he can thank the Shanahan for coaching him up to this level. And now the Shanahan obviously has one other guy he's trying to coach up to that level, and in five games made a pretty good chunk of change for Jimmy Garoppolo.
Gucci gang, Gucci gang, Gucci gang, Gucci gang, Gucci gang, Gucci gang, Gucci gang.
You look at the chunk of change that he made for Matt Ryan, the Shanahan is getting guys at that position paid. I'm sure people will notice that.
I'm sure they will.
I'm sure people will notice that. 888-957-9570. I got Larry Taxi. Larry, you're on 95.7 The Game.
Hey, Damon. Stormy Daniels Damon. Really? A sex tape? I get in, I get out.
Thank you.
That's, it's a family show. So before I talk about Donskoy, I want to say that way to go, A's, to come back. And if Jed Lowry keeps this up, they're going to name a season salt after him. But how do they take Paxton out with 16 strikeouts in 7 innings? He must be pissed. But as far as the Sharks, they are looking good. And Donskoy is kicking it, baby, with Hurdle the Turtle. And let me tell you, I heard some sportscasters today say Donskoy's name as Donsky. That guy should be fired immediately.
Immediately. David. Thank you very much, Larry. It should be an immediate dismissal, no doubt about it. But again, you know, people don't speak fluent hockey or fluent Donskoy quite like we
Donskoy.
Do. And I got a question right here saying, Damon, you know, I love Donskoy because of the Damon Bruce show. I don't even watch hockey. Thank you very much. Now I know about him. I got another guy here who says, Damon, would you please do me a favor? What is Donskoy? I don't get it. No, you see, there are no bad questions, especially for the guy driving the Sharks bandwagon now. You're all welcome. Please hop on. Enjoy.
Safe space.
Safe space. Safe space. Jonas Donskoy is a hockey player for the San Jose Sharks. Last night he scored a goal. If you'd like to hear it, I would like to play it for you.
About 10 seconds left in period one. Jonas Donskoy through center with a head of steam. With a shot, he scores! Jonas Donskoy with 5 seconds left in the period.
So, Damon, why have you fallen in love with this name? Why Donskoy?
Donskoy.
Why Donskoy?
Donskoy.
Why not Donskoy?
Donskoy.
I mean, why wouldn't you choose Donskoy?
Donskoy.
I don't know, some words you just like saying. Some words just hit your eardrum and they stay with you. Baklava. I love that word.
Ooh, me too.
If there were a player named Baklava, we would be celebrating the entirety of that man's career. But we don't have a Baklava. Luckily, we have a
Donskoy.
And he was on the show and he was the coolest guy.
He absolutely was. We knew that when he, you know, came out with the whole bobble waist.
Hey, Sharks fans, learn to dance like me. Get a Donskoy bubble waist ticket back when we face the Avalanche on April 5th and take home a dancing Donskoy.
Jonas Donskoy!
So I'm just going to give you some good advice. Don't ever ask the show why. Just accept. Just it is.
And enjoy.
It is.
Also, just to add, when he does score a goal, they say Don score. So the texter is a little bit right.
Maybe.
The Don score.
There you
as
go.
When he scores, it's a little play on his name.
Well, that makes sense, then. Look at him dance.
Yeah. You are. If you hear what she's shaking,
she's
that's
shaking
the actual bobblehead. Very nice, Elena. shake it up. The Randy Hahn call, when you call him the Don Father,
that's great.
Great call, too. So there you go. I Damon, another word I love, guacamole. Yes, I love saying guacamole. I love saying the word schadenfreude.
That's a good one.
It's one of my favorites. Is there any word that you particularly like?
Can you even think about it? I like saying, I don't know, nothing in particular.
Compelling segment. Good stuff,
Gianna.
I'm
sorry. I got nothing. I like saying all words. Every single word just rolls off my tongue.
Farfignugan?
Farfignugan.
Nice.
Done scoring.
Fantastic.
You know what? I guarantee you right now that everybody associated with the NBA is having themselves a big old laugh. They're all billionaires. Every single one of them.
Must be nice.
Every single one of them. You know, mama, don't let your babies grow up to be Cowboys, unless, of course, they're going to be Dallas Cowboys who get paid very well, or they can go to the Monday Night Football booth. But what you really should do is just skip the actual athletic career altogether and just go to venture capitalist billionaire. Raise your boys and girls billionaires. Raise them to be professional owners. Unbelievable story that I saw here from Forbes. The average NBA team is now worth $1.65 billion, 22% more than every team was worth last year. Every team, it's official now, for the very first time ever, every team is worth at least $1 billion. Yes, the Milwaukee Bucks are worth $1 billion.
That is a lot.
The Utah Jazz are worth $1 billion. The Orlando Magic are worth $1 billion. Franchise values have tripled over the last 5 years. League economics, in particular, with international growth prospects, are the best in any major U.S. sports league. Not too bad, NBA. Investors believe the NBA has far greater potential to grow overseas than the NFL, which has struggled beyond the United States. The average NFL franchise is now worth $2.5 billion, which is 52% more than the typical NBA team. But the spread has become more than halved in the past 5 years. Recent deals for the Brooklyn Nets and the Houston Rockets value teams at roughly 8 times their regular season revenue. NFL franchises right now are worth closer to 6 times their annual revenue. Why? Why is the game exploding internationally in a way that the NFL just can't keep up with? Because, hey, the NFL is popular over in Europe. The NFL is popular in South America. The NFL is popular in Germany. It is growing. American football in Europe is officially growing. Why the NBA then? China. The NFL is not growing in China the way the NBA is. By the way, do you know how many people play basketball in China, what the interest is in basketball in China? The number's going to shock you, Gianna. Basketball is played by an estimated 300 million people in China. The NBA signed a 5-year deal back in 2015 for Transcent to carry games and other NBA content on its digital platform. The deal has been a slam dunk and makes the NBA more than $800 million a year just broadcasting games in China. The league has 34 media and marketing partners now in China, as well as 144 million followers on social media in China, more than any other sport. Our friend Bonnie Jill Laughlin did something for that website. She told me about it. I'm like, how many viewers do you get for the video? She's like, more than TuneIn in America for the Super Bowl.
You're kidding. That's crazy. They're just printing money.
She had 300 million views on some video she did for Chinese NBA TV. I was like, what?
Wow. It's obviously becoming very huge overseas, but I didn't realize the impact just China could have. It's crazy.
There you go. The entry-level price for an NBA franchise is now 10 figures. Big market teams are going to set you back at least $2 billion, though. They just found that out. The Rockets were approved for sale in October, $2.2 billion. Mikhail Proshkarov is on the verge of selling 49% of the Nets to a Taiwanese billionaire, Joseph Tsai. that is going to be a $2.3 billion deal, and you don't even get the operating costs or rights to Barclay Center. You just get the laundry. It's like when our good friend Steve Ballmer bought the Clippers. You know what he got? He got Clippers jerseys. $2 billion got him the rights to those players and Clippers jerseys. He doesn't own the practice facility, doesn't own Staples Center. He got laundry for $2 billion.
Come on!
And he also got Chris Paul. He only has the laundry now. Chris has moved on.
Yes. I know, the NBA just has that glamorous feel, and I like the way you can consume it. I mean, don't get me wrong, I love football, I love the NFL, but it's a long day on a Sunday. And I think this gets to be a little too much. Now, there's a lot of games with the NBA, but it's, you know, you're there a couple hours, you enjoy it, you move on. I don't know, I feel like you consume it differently.
You do consume it differently. Look at them talking about micro-subscriptions and the different ways to consume the product. And we are now watching less than ever before in terms of a broadcast in its entirety. Very few people sit down and watch a full football game, a full baseball or basketball game. The NBA knows this and in the future is going to sell you, hey, instead of buying a league pass, how would you just like to buy the fourth quarter of this really tight game for 99 cents?
I get the appeal to that.
You have people purchasing nonsensical coins in games for 99 cents.
That's true.
Like freemium gaming? How often have you spent 99 cents so you could play Candy Crush without having to wait 15 minutes? Raise your hand if you've done that.
Not Candy Crush, but...
Well, something.
Yes, I have. I'm not going to lie. Full disclosure.
Yeah. People... Taking a dollar out of your wallet and spending it is a much more difficult act for a human to go through and process than just, oh, 99 cents on my phone? Press yes.
Yeah, you don't even see it. I mean, how often do you check your bank account? You
99 know, just... cents on my phone? Press nothing. Yes. Press yes. Every single time. Press yes. Next thing you know, your phone bill is like $700.
That's an issue.
You have pressed yes too many times.
So smart on Clay being China Clay.
Well, that's why, you know, if you're like, Clay, why'd you drop the Anthas? Like, don't you care about being cool? He cares about being cool in China.
Yeah.
I mean, what would you rather do? Sell a few million sneakers here in the United States or 100 million sneakers over there? By the way, ask Stephon Marbury. How's he doing? They built a statue of him. By the way, let's just face it. The NBA is officially ahead of the curve when it comes to making money. If you don't believe me, you got Adam Silver courting the idea of gambling. The league has also had great success with the launch of its three-year pilot program to include that little patch, the corporate logo on jerseys. 19 teams inked deals. The average cost of each deal is $9 million a year. The result has been $200 million in revenue for the league that required sewing a patch.
Wow.
That's it. You know, you look at these TV contracts and, you know, how big they are, the amount of money that they cost. You know how much money it costs to broadcast a game between paying broadcasters, cameramen, people to set up, microphone the court. There's lights in the arena that need to be turned on and off. All of this in, out. You got to clean the place. You got to stock the place. You got people to sell popcorn, peanuts, jerseys, T-shirts, all that stuff. Like, there's a huge bottom line to sell you an NBA product. But the patch, you can sew that on in 5 minutes and never thinking about it again. $200 million, please.
Wow.
Rakuten, Harley-Davidson, Squarespace, sponsors the league never dealt with before, are now league sponsors. The Warriors, of course, taking the most advantage of this, going with a Japanese e-commerce giant, Rakuten. $60 million for 3 years, $20 million a year. I had never heard of Rakuten until the Warriors decided they're our new partners.
Now I pay attention to it. I see it when I drive off of 101. There's a whole building there.
It's crazy.
I would have never noticed before. They know how to evolve, and I think that's why the NBA is so successful, and they are just printing money.
It's unbelievable, the amount of money. By the way, still worth the most. It's all about location, location, location. It has nothing to do with competition, competition, competition. The New York Knickerbockers, who just did a $1 billion renovation to Madison Square Garden, are worth $3.6 billion, up over 9% from last year. They are the sixth most valuable franchise across all sports across the entire world. They're followed by the Lakers, who again have struggled mightily with four of their last five seasons ranked among the worst in franchise history. Hasn't mattered at all. They still got a $150 million local TV deal, and the Lakers are worth $3.3 billion, up 10%. Now the Golden State Warriors are the third most valuable team. The team that drafted Patrick O'Brien, Vontigo Cummings, is now the third most valuable NBA team in the NBA, leapfrogging over the Chicago Bulls, worth $3.1 billion, up 19%. Not bad for that original investment, Joe Lacob. 888-957-9570. More your calls, more on NBA riches when we return here to the Damon Bruce Show.
Yeah, you know, I try all series. Coaches all the time, okay, use it in my big body. I'm trying every game, you know, and I score again, I'm for sure happy, but, you know, play really good.
What? Marcus Sorensen starts the cycle again. He has room.
We just started to play our game.
Burns feet away. Logan Couture. Shot taken, stop by Flynn. He scores! On the rebound! Joe Pavelski!
We started in game two to pay attention to the details that I think every game we've gotten better.
Sharks got a whole lot better indeed in game four, playing almost the perfect game to even up this series with the Las Vegas Golden Knights. I know that they're the darling Cinderellas of the dance, but I'd like to see the Sharks send Cinderella home. They've got game five in their barn down in Vegas tomorrow. Game six, Sunday, SAP. This thing's got seven games sort of written all over it. Doesn't it feel that way? It really does. Unless the Sharks, of course, want to go ahead and shock the world by taking another one from Vegas in Vegas. We will see. Great, by the way, extra credit to our guy Ratto for putting that one together. That was
Skinny
really,
Ratto.
Yeah, that was Skinny Ratto. Nailed that one. That was fantastic. Although when you have such a canvas to work with.
That's for it.
I mean, come on. We expect greatness. Hey, I want to follow up real quick on that NBA story that I was telling you about, the team's valuations and how the Knicks are one, the Lakers are two, the Warriors are now worth $3.1 billion, according to Forbes, up 19% from a year ago. The defending champs raised ticket prices as much as 25% this season. People didn't even blink. They've got a brand new arena opening up in 2019, so that billion-dollar arena is going to be an ATM for the Warriors. Rounding out the top five most valuable teams in the NBA, the Bulls are at $2.6 billion. The Celtics are at $2.5 billion. Here's what I wanted to tell you, but didn't have time as we ran out of time last segment. What if I told you that the Sacramento Kings were in top 15 of NBA valuations?
Really?
Amazing what a new arena can do for you. Sacramento has propelled itself among one of the NBA's lowest revenue teams in recent years. The Kings' value is up 28%. Kings are now worth $1.375 billion after opening the Golden One Center. The 13th most valuable franchise in the NBA is the Sacramento Kings. Knicks, Lakers, Warriors, Bulls, Celtics, top five. Nets, Rockets, Clippers, Mavericks, Heat, top 10. Spurs are at 11. The Toronto Raptors are at 12. But shouldn't be after tonight. A 128-110 loss. The top-seeded Toronto Raptors are now looking at an 0-2 hole against the Cavaliers and are off to Cleveland for Game 3. Unbelievable. LeBron James, by the Nick, who's in for Albie tonight, put me on LeBron James alert about 5 minutes ago. Rightfully so. LeBron, 43 points tonight, 14 assists, 8 rebounds. He had a steal, only one turnover. That's LeBallin. It really is. Seriously, can LeBron James claim the Toronto Raptors on his tax returns? He owns them. Totally owns them. This is the worst Cavaliers team LeBron has had in 4 years. This is the best Toronto Raptors team they have had in 4 years.
Still.
2-0 LeBron. Wow. Very impressive. 888-957-9570. Let's go to Adam in Redwood City. Adam, thank you for the call.
What's up, Damon? What's up, John? I love the show.
Thank you.
Hey. Just a quick question. I want to know, like, what is it about the NBA owners that puts them above the NFL owners? Are they just, I don't want to say more hit, but do they just get their players more? Like, with they, you know, they let them players express themselves, like with the Trayvon Martin thing, they let them wear the sweaters. Just, do they realize they have a voice to the people?
You know what it is, Adam? Let's be totally honest. It's all about leadership. Leadership from the top down. You know, like, you know, they always say, like, a dead fish rots from the head top down. A league can rot from the head down. And I'm not saying that Roger Goodell is rotten, but he's rotten at handling issues that Adam Silver is great at handling. Adam Silver allows his players to have what they believe is a platform to vocalize social issues. And he does all of that with the ironclad, I will have you killed if you even try to take a knee for a national anthem. Like, Adam Silver has drawn lines in the sand that no one dare cross, because if you do not cross lines, you will get freedom in other ways that aren't allowed in other leagues. These owners are all about money. And I also think that the NBA had a private meeting, Gianna, where they said, hey, look what the NFL just did, fumbling away every single social issue that it tried to deal with. You know what we're going to do? We're going to appear through T-shirts, through promotions, to be socially conscious. And we are. We are a league that cares. But we're also a league that cares about the bottom line. And we just saw the NFL almost cut its own bottom line throat by dealing with issues that we're not going to bother. This is going to be about sports. That's what we're going to do. The NBA is going to be about sports. And if guys want to tweet about issues, let them. But come game time, we're here for the game. And that's it. And that's the business model. We will not disrupt the business model because business is a booming. So that's great leadership.
It's a mutual understanding.
Absolutely. And not that, you know, Vivek Renadive, who is still very much a minority owner, but he is a man of color, and you see more men of color having their hands on the level of power in the NBA than you do in the NFL, and that permeates league thought and behavior. So what's the real difference? I think the real difference is football's a fall sport. Basketball got to watch football step on its own you-know-what and said, we ain't going to do that.
They learned.
We just ain't going to do that. We're not going to be in the business of changing the world one knee at a time. We're not going to do that.
You can learn from others' mistakes, and it's probably exactly what they did.
And there's right now somebody crafting a very terse email because you just called it a mistake. How dare you, Gianna? But I know what you're saying. Reasonable people know what you're saying.
Yeah, well, how the NFL handled it was a mistake.
Right, and let's face it. In the conversation now are unreasonable people who only have their own agenda in mind. And the actual facts of, like, big business and what we gathered here to do tonight are irrelevant to a, you know, single issue voter. Jake in Milpitas. How are you, Jake?
Buddy, it's Jack. It's been a long time. Love the show.
Thank you. A couple of things.
The first is adjustments. Okay, so we're going to see tonight the Warriors go down. Steve Kerr has made some great adjustments.
Well, we're going to have to see that tomorrow. Lineup. They're playing tomorrow.
No, I'm going to see it tonight. I'm clairvoyant.
Oh, nice. That's
good. I already got it planned out.
You got to call us more than Jack. If you can give us scores in advance, think of the money we could make.
Yeah. So Warriors in five. So the anti-adjustment head has got to be Mike D'Antoni. Watched him a lot. Had a flash of success based on his players' brilliance, not his own ability to make any adjustment.
Well,
I think you could go back to
I'll say this. Mike D'Antoni unlocks guard play as well as any other coach. If you don't believe me, ask Steve Nash, who he turned into a Hall of Famer. Like, this guy does unlock backcourts and empowers them to be better than they could ever be. And he's allowed the Houston Rockets to be like, hey, guys, if we shoot 63s tonight, that's totally cool. We've done the math. The math says that's cool. So go and do that. Like, that is an adjustment to the modern way of thinking, and D'Antoni's pretty cutting edge in that regard.
Hands down. But I think he's a guy that's driving a gremlin with leaded gas. He's only got one speed, one way to go. He cannot make a second, third, or fourth quarter adjustment, 15 points or more in his career that I can go back and find. And then the appetizer to this is New Orleans. You got to try the Commodore. The Commodore is the best place for brunch or dinner anywhere. John Goodman's got his own key, unlocks the door, comes in, has dinner with the guests. I'll listen to you off the air. Have a good day.
Thank you very much. I didn't hit the Commodore.
Sounds good.
I did not hit the Commodore.
Commodore.
I went to Commander's Palace. Was he confusing the Commodore with Commander's Palace? Commander's Palace was amazing. It was delicious. So, like, that place has had more James Beard Award-winning head chefs than ever before. Like, Emeril started there.
Maybe. Because as I'm looking up the Commodore, that keeps coming up, Commander's Palace.
Okay.
So you might be right.
Well, either way, we're not going to recommend that John Dickinson go there tonight because it's a higher price point.
Oh, is it?
It's a higher price point. Absolutely. It was the most expensive meal I paid for in New Orleans.
Really?
Yeah, but it was, I mean, it's still like a San Francisco Tuesday night. Like, most expensive meal you pay for in other towns, if you live in San Francisco, is like, oh, that's where I'm from. That's called Wednesday.
In the Bay Area.
Yeah, that's great. So, John Dickinson's going to be joining us from New Orleans in just a little bit. Apparently, practice shoot around started a little late today. Maybe Johnny's running a little late. We will catch up as soon as we can. If you tell him that Steph Curry can get back into this game in this series, he can too.
Would you like a little update on Patrick McCaw?
No, I don't want to know anything. No, of course, yes. What do you got on Patrick McCaw?
Okay, so check it out. So he was reevaluated today by the team's medical staff. That he is making very good progress.
Good.
He's now been cleared to begin modified on-court shooting and running drills. In addition to his on-court work, McCaw will continue to build his overall strength and conditioning. Anyway, he'll be reevaluated again in 4 weeks. So good news. He's making progress.
Good news. Doesn't seem like he's going to be part of any moment of the playoff push, but good news that he's going to get back out on the court. I mean, for a minute there, I didn't know if Patrick McCaw was ever going to take another step. Patrick McCaw is the only NBA player whose injury ever made me fear permanent paralysis. I've never seen that. I've seen it in football games far too often, sadly far too often. I have never, ever seen a neck brace and the backboard come out for a player on a basketball court like it did Patrick McCaw up in Sacramento. And that was a very, very scary moment. So I'm just glad that he's going to be okay.
Yeah, me too.
They say the series doesn't start until a road team has won. You know, some of those series, that adage holds true. This series has officially started. I don't want to hear that it hasn't started yet. And the Warriors just won in very convincing fashion. Game one was a blowout. Game two was a dogfight. They won the blowout. They won the dogfight. Now they're going to go full strength with Curry and company down there. And it feels like sweep is being set up. It really does. We'll see if the Pelicans treat game three as the must win it truly is. Saw some impressive numbers. You want to talk about just flipping it into playoff mode? You know, Draymond feels like he's one of those guys. Well, we got the numbers here, and indeed he is. Said, sure, the Warriors All-Stars, like the Avengers. Having Draymond Green means you also have the Hulk. How hard is it to be a better player in terms of bettering your regular season averages come postseason play? If we focus just on specific stats, points, rebounds, assists, steals, blocks, turnovers. So no advanced metrics, just all basic stuff. Only 9 players in NBA history outperformed their regular season averages in the playoffs. Robert Horry, Big Shot Bob. Not surprised to see that at all. Dirk Nowitzki, not surprised to see his name on the list. Tayshaun Prince. Tayshaun was clutch, no doubt about it. Not surprised to see his name on the list. He would have a regular season that you never talked about. He would get into the postseason. You'd be like, damn, Tayshaun Prince. Rip Hamilton, another one of those guys. I'm not surprised to see Rip Hamilton on this list. Rajon Rondo, who obviously is in this series, is on this list. He is better in the postseason than he is in the regular season. Draymond Green on this list. Better in the postseason than he is in the regular season. The only other three guys are DeAndre Jordan, Derrick Rose, and Bradley Beal. Bradley Beal. I'm surprised to see Bradley Beal on that list. Feels like the bullets are always coming up short. Feels like everything in Washington comes up short from a sporting standpoint. Caps playing tonight, by the way. We got Caps, Penguins tonight. All I know is that the Penguins always beat the Capitals in any game that really matters. So prepare for that, I guess. Our pal John Dickinson is going to be joining us from New Orleans in just a little bit. But before that, if he is stuck at practice, if Kerr is at the podium and he's stuck at practice, well, then you tell JD to take it to Bourbon Street and drink without us. But if we can join him for a cocktail, we will. Tell him to meet us at the Carousel Bar. Carousel Bar is nice.
Is it?
Hotel Monteleone. Oh, it's very nice.
How do you remember all this?
Gianna,
you're good at that.
It's a huge web of information I have here in my mind. And the fact that I haven't smoked so much weed to cloud this web and I still have pretty good recall for a guy that had El Stroco Loco, it's not bad, right?
Not bad at all.
Not
I have to write this stuff down.
Yeah, ask me to do a simple math equation and I'll show you stupid on a level you've never seen it before.
That's why you talk for a living. Totally.
Absolutely.
Different.
You need me to spell something for that crossword puzzle? Let's go down in flames together. Seriously, I can't spell, I can't do math, but I can remember absolutely useless information.
Like every restaurant and any town you've been to, you remember so much about it.
Yeah, it's. I'd be impressed if I thought I could do anything with it, but I can't. Well, I guess I use it on the show, but...
Yeah. I mean, people are asking for recommendations from New Orleans on the text line, and you're just spitting them out left and right.
Yeah, it's funny, too. People will be like, Damon, a couple years ago, you were talking about a cup of hot chocolate you had in Paris, and I'll be like, oh, you got to go to Angelina's. It's right on the left bank. You go to Angelina's, yes, in Paris for a cup of hot coffee. For the Coco Africanus. That's how they call it.
Thank you. That right there. I couldn't even tell you half the stuff or places I've been as far as restaurants go. I'd have to really think about it. I have to text myself to remind me.
Yeah, but you did knock down that Mazzetti's Bakery sponsorship. So, you know, that's all that really matters.
Best chocolate chip cookies ever.
They are the best chocolate chip cookies here in the Bay Area, I think. How about this for quirky? How about this for, how do you do that for a living? How do you even become interested in doing something like that? And what do you know? It's a story about Eric Burns. Did you see the story about Eric Burns?
You know, I did because I'm friends with his wife and I saw her post it up on Instagram. It's very cool.
That guy's nuts. So Eric Burns, former A's outfielder, current eccentric, says that in this article written by Dan Brown in the Merc. By the way, that is an appropriate description. My grandmother would always say, guys like that, if they were poor, they'd be crazy. Give them a little money, they're eccentric.
Mm-hmm.
Eric Burns played 245 golf holes in a 12-hour span to lay claim to a new world's record. Burns ran an estimated 65.5 miles during the Napa Valley Speed Golf Challenge on April 21st. It's a kind of cross between Caddyshack and Chariots of Fire. He only used one club the entire time. He only used an 8-iron. And he would literally run to the ball and hit it polo style. Like he never stopped running unless he was in 5 feet of a putt. That's insane. First of all, running 65.5 miles is insane. Then playing golf is insane. Then playing, what was it? 245 golf holes is insane. And Eric Burns, who's 42 years old, is insane. He really is. By the way, he's a year younger than me. God.
He runs like crazy marathons, though. He's like an Ironman and all. That's his thing.
Look, I don't mean to make this weird. Have you ever seen Eric Burns with a shirt off? Oh, my God. It's like someone painted his skin on. It's like painted on. It's,
wow.
It's just amazing. Anyway, speaking of painted on skin, let's go to John Dickinson, who's in New Orleans, I'm sure working out right now. He has just left, I believe, Smoothie King Center's court, or he was there right now still. Fantastic. John Dickinson joining us for just a moment on 95.7 The Game. JD, how are you, buddy?
What's going on, Damon? Yeah, good to be with you, man. I'm actually right here at the Smoothie King Center. The Warriors having practice as we speak and wrapping things up with the players and head coach Steve Kerr being available literally in front of us. So I may have to duck out if the Warriors make a player available here in the next couple minutes.
You got to cut bait and run. Just do so and let us know. In the meantime, let's start with the obvious. If you're looking at practice right now, how's Steph Curry moving?
Real good, real good. And as Steve Kerr told you yesterday, he's going to be in the starting lineup. No restrictions or anything for tomorrow night's game. Moving around really well. No ill effects from, having to recover from that game two the other night. Had the day off. They flew out, obviously, today and having that practice today. So, no, he's looking good, good to go. And the progression kind of continues for him in this return from a knee injury.
JD, obviously, the Warriors are getting healthier. They're getting better. You add Steph back to the mix. You just beat the Pelicans in a close game. You blew them out without Curry. What is the battle cry that New Orleans can really lean on here to think that they can win Game 3? Because there's not a lot of evidence that they can coming out of the first couple of games.
Well, I think all the fast break points that they were able to put up in Game 2 and knowing now that they head home, and it's going to be a wave. They're going to get a boost from their home crowd, and they played very well the two games in the Portland series in this building, and they really want to continue to just play fast. And you know, both teams obviously want to do that, but they were able to put up, 39 fast break points on the Warriors in their building in Game 2. You got to think that the Warriors are going to get hit with a wave early on in Game 3, and that's going to be something that they're going to have to withstand if they're going to take complete control of this series in that 3-0 edge. I mean, you remember, I know the teams are completely different, but you go back 3 years ago in that first-round series, the Pelicans had a huge lead on the Warriors in Game 3 before the Warriors came back, and Stephen Curry wound up hitting a big shot and sent that game into overtime, and the Warriors wound up winning it and sweeping that series.
John Dickinson here on 95.7 The Game, checking in from New Orleans ahead of Game 3, which will be tomorrow night, right here, of course, on 95.7 The Game. You're home for every single Warrior home playoff game. As you hear the guys just jawing back and forth with each other, John, is there any more chatter about Draymond versus Charles Barkley, or is that behind them now?
No, and Steve Kerr was asked about it when he met with everybody just a few moments ago, and he said he really didn't take it all that seriously at all. I mean, it kind of put a more comical spin to Charles Barkley and the things that he says, that it was more meant maybe in jest than, serious, I want to fight this guy, kind of a thing. I think Draymond Green deep down knows it. I mean, he was asked about it in the heat of the moment. You know, his mom's going back and forth on Twitter about it. People are telling, it's probably the first thing he heard when he got in the locker room after the game. Did you hear what this guy said? So I get him being heated about it following the game. But no, I mean, Barkley apologized. I think it was smart of him to do so, to just kind of snuff all of that out. You don't need legends, former legends and current legends, going at it. Kerr was also asked how Draymond would do guarding Charles Barkley in his prime, and Kerr shot that down real quick, just laughing, saying, hey, you guys are all just trying to stir this thing up, make it way bigger than it is. So no official answer on how Draymond could guard Charles in his prime.
Always, always really good to talk to you, JD. Thanks for checking in. Let me just give you two tips. Koshan for dinner tonight, archifalaya for brunch tomorrow. Write those down. I wouldn't steer you wrong.
Sounds good.
Good to talk to you, brother. John Dickinson from, I almost said Los Angeles, but no, he's in
NOLA.
No LA. New Orleans tomorrow, Game 3. Should be a really good time. Hopefully John has a great time there. We're going to come on back and we're going to send somebody out to New Orleans. We've got our flyaway trivia contest that we're bringing to a head next here on 95.7 The Game. Welcome, welcome. It's great to have you here. Instead of one more segment, one more guest, we're going to wrap up today's show with one big contest that we've been waiting a long time to get going with. I think this is fantastic. We're going to get you out to A's baseball here in about 15 minutes, but it's time now for our final trivia face-off for our Fly Away Alaska Airlines Trivia Contest. We are going to be sending one of our following contestants round-trip airfare for two to New Orleans, hotel accommodations for two nights, $1,000 towards tickets, car rental, and food, all courtesy of Alaska Airlines. Thanks so much to Alaska Airlines for the sponsorship, and we got ourselves a big Broadway open.
It's time for the final trivia face-off, presented by Alaska Airlines. Here's Damon Bruce and Gianna Franco.
You can call us Pat, Sajak, and Vanna as far as we're concerned for the rest of the hour, because we both get to play game show host for the rest of the hour. And let me explain to everyone how the game works. We've got trivia questions. We're about to have three rounds of trivia. We're going to ask each of our contestants one question per round. If they get that question right, they get a point. If they get it wrong, no points will be awarded. I'll repeat each question twice. Following my second reading of each question, you will have 5 seconds in which to answer. And we are going to be strict about that because we don't want people Googling. We want real knowledge to win. So here is what your 5 seconds will sound like. So I will read each question twice, and then immediately Gianna is going to start that, and you have that long to give us an answer. After three rounds, if either contestant has more points than their opponent, they are going to win the grand prize. If we have a tie after three rounds, we'll go to a fourth round. If we still have a tie, we'll go to a fifth round. If we're tied after five rounds, we're going to do this the old-fashioned way. We're going to flip a coin. And I will flip that coin because Gianna's all pinkies and thumbs. She can't do it.
I'll let you have this one, David.
Thank you very much. After all, it is a big, big coin flip. Should we get there, let's meet our two contestants. Our first contestant is from Oakland. His name is Zlatan Kukovic. Zlatan Kukovic. Do you want to be known as Z or Cooch for the sake of this segment?
Let's go with Z.
All right, Z. Thank you very much. And in my book, you're already a winner. But you might be a huge loser here in about 5 minutes. Let's find out together, shall we? You are going to be competing against Nick Williams of San Jose. I believe we have Nick online. Nick, I'm going to go with Nick for the rest of this contest to call you, all right?
Sounds good.
All right, Nick, good luck to you. You might be a winner. You might be a loser. We're about to find out. The whole Bay Area is. Let's go to Z. He is our first contestant. He gets the first question. Z, are you ready?
Yes, sir.
All right. Here, your name was picked first. That's why you're going first. That's how fair this is. I'm going to give you this question twice, then Gianna's going to hit the music. You need to give me the answer before the music ends. Are you ready, Z?
Yes, sir.
Through seven games in the 2017-18 playoffs, how many triple-doubles does Draymond Green have? Through seven games of the 2017-18 playoffs, how many triple-doubles does Draymond Green have?
One.
One is correct. You got it right in there.
Wow, good
right
job.
In. Congratulations. You have a point, Z. We now go to Nick. Nick, are you ready for your first question?
I'm ready.
All right, Nick, I'm going to read it twice, then we're going to start the music. You have to answer me before the music ends. Are you ready? Golden State New Orleans played four times during this regular season. Of those four games, how many games did Golden State win? Golden State New Orleans played four times during the regular season. Of those four games, how many games did Golden State win?
I think zero.
I'm sorry, I heard your answer, but I know you answered. You got to turn that down a little if you could, Gian. What is your answer, sir?
I believe zero.
Incorrect. The answer is three. The Warriors took three of four from the Pelicans in the regular season. So Z leads Nick 1-0 after one round. Z, are you ready for question number two?
Yes, sir.
All right, here it comes. Who led Golden State in scoring in their Game 2 win over New Orleans on Tuesday? Who led Golden State in scoring in their Game 2 win over New Orleans on Tuesday?
Kevin Durant.
Correct. Kevin Durant, 29 points. We now go, Z's got 2 points. Nick, you need this one. Are you ready?
Let's go.
Nick, which Golden State assistant coach recently interviewed for the New York head coaching job? Which Golden State assistant coach recently interviewed for the New York head coaching job? We didn't get an answer from you there. It's too late. Fizdale got the job, but he is not a Warriors assistant. That is Mike Brown. And so there we go. Thank you very much. I believe we now have our winner, and it is Z. Z from Oakland. Zlatan Kukovic, you are a winner, sir.
Thank you.
Fantastic. Woo! Have you ever been to New Orleans before?
No, sir, not yet. I'm super excited.
Have you ever been to an NBA playoff game before?
Yes, sir.
Well, I'm glad that you're initiated in one of those and uninitiated in the other. You are about to be initiated on Bourbon Street. And it's a good thing for a young man. How old are you?
30.
Oh, perfect. Are you married or single?
Not married, not single.
Oh, will you be taking the significant other with you? Because I'm just going to tell you, if you're looking for a new significant other, New Orleans is a great place to meet one of those.
I'm hoping she can come.
I hope she can come, too.
Good answer.
Very good. Well done. Gianna gives you an extra point for that. Congratulations, Z. We're going to put you back on hold here and get all the particulars from you. I'm sure we already have them, but I congratulate him. I also want to thank Nick Williams from San Jose. Nick, you fought a good battle. So sorry it didn't happen to you. And we would finally like to thank Alaska Airlines. Alaska Airlines, thank you so much for giving this unbelievable opportunity to us to give away to a listener's outstanding. Thanks to Alaska Airlines. Thanks to Golden State. Thanks to everyone. Thank you, Gianna.
I was very nervous as my debut as Vanna.
You did good.
Thank you.
You did good.
Seriously, my palms are a little sweaty.
The volume, a little bit of an issue.
I thought maybe the board, they could turn it down in there, but we worked it out.
I've seen better. I'm not going to lie. It was pretty good.
All things considered,
It
was excellent.
Oh, you're giving yourself a point for that?
Yes, sir. And good job, Pat Sajak.
Thank you. Thank you. Well, again, I've always wanted to be a game show host. I got to play one today. It was an awful lot of fun.
You old and it is what it is.
Oh, come on, Draymond. I thought I was pretty good at that. Oh. I understand.
I have buttons now.
People are turning against me. Watch, I'm going to turn the whole tide of this show right back towards me. Are you ready?
About 10 seconds left in period one. Jonas Donskoy through center with a head of steam. With a shot, he scores! Jonas Donskoy with 5 seconds left in the period.
Good stuff. That was so good last night. The Sharks could not have played a better hockey game. They had to have that to stay in this series. The series is now tied. And tomorrow night, they're going to be on ice in Las Vegas. They will come back to SAP Center on Sunday. Gianna, we got to get down there.
Oh, that's got to happen. 100%. I'm already working that angle.
Are you already working the contacts?
I'm already working that angle.
You got that Vanna White money? By the way, Vanna gets paid. Pat Sajak and Vanna, they get paid like hosts of failing morning shows on ESPN. They make bank.
That's a good gig Vanna has.
They get paid like Jason Witten trying out broadcasting on Monday Night Football. That is a big, big paycheck.
Good for them.
Hey, Damon, I want a T-shirt that says,
"You old and it is what it is."
Yeah. Yeah. Earlier, Damon, was that a Bane impression? Yes. Yes, it was. I hope you enjoyed. I don't know why I keep going to it.
You do.
I just, it works. I like it because I get to grab the microphone.
I get to wrap the microphone in my hand and then lean forward and say things like, "That is not true for the uninitiated."
I like that. It's one of my favorite impressions. It's a good impression time of year. And I want to leave you with this ahead of tomorrow's show.
I'm just going to tell you right now that the Sharks absolutely need to get things together and get this whole series back under control. They're going to do that when they go to Vegas. They're going to win. I'm going to be in Vegas. We're going to stay at Circus Circus. It's going to be a fantastic time. We're going to have a really nice time at the Strip. There's a $4.99 lobster buffet that we've already signed up for. It's going to be wonderful. So I just want to wrap this up saying, go Sharks, go Sharks, go beat Vegas. Hashtag nighty night. See, when I was doing this, there were no hashtags. Those were called pound signs when I was doing this. I have absolutely no idea what the kids are doing anymore. Tate, can you explain this? Tommy, you ought to understand? No, no one understands what's going on. Well, in that case, then we're all done here. We're just going to wish the Sharks the very, very best. We want to thank Tim Bontemps for coming on today. Bruce Jenkins, he's one of my favorite. Good to have five before five. We had John Dickinson joining us. And we had, out of nowhere, what do you know, Anthony? We had people joining us. We had all this to give away. We had contests. We had fun. We had memories. We had Vanna. We had so much going on. We had Bouton Vixen. I don't even speak French. This is amazing.
Nick, thank you. Great job filling in for Albie today. Olivia, outstanding. Thank you to the entire Barbieri family. I got nothing but respect. And remember, angels fly because they take themselves lightly, and sports don't build character.
They reveal it.
And like that, he's gone.
I'm Damon Donskoy. I will be your driver. It's wonderful to have you aboard.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.